Mark Newnham, though, is joining Duff and I in our OB van. Morning to you, Mark.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. Morning, Ron.
It's an exciting day when Winx is running, mate, but you're coming to the races today with only three runners, but they could, I mean, they could all win.
Yeah, look, it's...
They can't all win.
They're no, I know.
Who's in the same race?
No, but
dead eats.
Yeah, but there's two in one race that they could both run really well.
Well, it's nice to have two runners in a Group 1 race. You know, it's we're still only a young stable, and these group of three-year-olds now are the horses that I've had from the start.
Yeah.
You know, the couple of older horses I had to start with, they've sort of moved on now, apart from Lanciato, but these I've had since yearling. So to get them through to Group 1 stage...
Big job.
Yeah, really, you know, the whole team's done well.
Well, the biggest name of them all is so far is Nikita Jane, which she's making... Well, she's making all the moves of a very, very good horse, but we're probably going to learn a little bit more today.
Oh, I think so. Look, what she's always shown me, you know, above average ability, and to do what she did in her first preparation, I mean, I think it was 7 weeks from a trial to the flight stakes. So she was really just playing catch up with the other fillies, but this time in, she's come back mentally and physically a lot stronger. And I was just really pleased the way she paraded the other day. She looked head and shoulders above them in the yard. She was nice and relaxed. She looked to have just enough condition there where she'd run well fresh, but enough improvement through the preparation. And, she's backed up what she showed us at home.
Yeah. She looks to map quite nicely there. She should be just behind them there somewhere.
Yeah, look, I'd say so. Look, you know, she might be running fourth, fifth, sixth somewhere with a nice bit of cover. And... you know, Josh knows her well. He come and rode her work on Monday morning. You know, she couldn't be going any better.
Yeah, your other filly there, Graceful Glamour, she just gives the impression, let's just wait till 2,000 metres plus.
Yeah, well, look, her form is, you know, she starts to come into her own at a mile and further on than that. You know, today, look, she ran better than expectations first up. She's only beaten 2.5 lengths and covered more ground than anything in the race. So she ran really well fresh. If she can, you know, if she can back that up today, she'll run well again. But I'd say, look, after her third run will be Kembla Grange in 2 weeks in the Kembla Classic and then on to the Vinery, and that's when she'll start to see the best of her.
And just with Nikita Jane, is she the one then of today that has got that sprint where Graceful is a staying type?
Yeah, exactly that. Yeah. You know, I think the other day she showed what we've thought of her.
Yeah.
And once she, you know, got into the clearer last 150.
She was good.
Yeah, no, very good. And look, she's shown that on the track. I think just the first preparation, she was sort of getting out of her ground in a couple of those races. She just didn't know what her job was, but this time in, she's just come back a lot more aware. And like I say, she's caught up with the other fillies who'd had previous preparations to her.
Yeah.
Well, just talking to Ronnie about his 2-year-old son, Patch, and your filly in that race was just as good a run, Super Oasis, just savaging the line. Savage the line at its only trial, savage the line at its only run.
Yeah, look, really good quality filly that, you know, went there a little underdone, just with the one trial. But it was the plan to go there, hopefully win and then come to this race. I think, you know, she went well enough to warrant running in this race today, and she's shown good improvement, especially in her manners. A little bit of a hot filly and not dissimilar to English. She's out of a half-sister to English, and you'll probably see a parade today and probably be a little turned off because she was like that here the other Wednesday. She's quite hot in the yard, and that was a trait English had all her life.
Yeah.
And English actually only ran well when she was that. So she'll go with the pony straight away. I'm expecting that's the way she will parade.
Can she be ridden closer with the draw today?
Oh, definitely, definitely. It was just where she was drawn the other day. I just didn't want her having bad habits rushing forward from a wide gate, no cover.
Yeah.
And look, if she'd have got out sooner than she did, she may have troubled the winner. So I'd say from a good draw today, she should sit up, you know, a bit handier with a bit of cover. And look, Blake's got a lot of faith in her. He come and galloped her a couple of times since the other day. She did a main work last Saturday morning. I worked her with an older horse, and She sat off him and blew him away. So, you know, I'd expect she'd run pretty well.
Okay.
Good stuff. You're based here. You're based. We've got two Sydney stables. You're matching it in all right?
Yeah. And look, you know, this morning was a Randwick morning. I'm a Monday, Wednesday, Friday Warwick Farm. Yeah. And the opposite day's here. It's an even spread of horses, and sometimes it goes on where the horse might be best suited. Warwick Farm tends to be a little quieter, and some of the hot fillies, they do better out there. But they've both got a good even spread of good horses. Yeah. So yeah. You know, the only inconvenience is me driving backwards and forwards. Yeah. But you know, as long as the horses are fine, it doesn't bother
me.
That's
the main thing.
And M5's not quiet, I can tell you that much.
No, it's a bit of a hassle. Look, I'd be a lot happier if they found more room for me at Randwick, but look, that doesn't look like it's happening for a while, so I'll just have to put up with it.
Keep punching. Yeah. Good luck today, mate. Hope they all run well. I know they can't all win, unless but they're all capable, and I hope it's a good day for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Mark.